Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
That's the vibe today. Overreaction Monday. It's Barton Hahn, presented by Progressive Insurance.
That was an overreaction for Tessa, by the way.
You think she overreacted?
Of course.
But Giants fans are feeling a certain way.
She didn't
Their
listen.
Team's 5-1.
She didn't listen to what I said.
I know, because all I imagine every Giants fan is just hearing, my team's 5-1. You know, you talk about, I beat real champion. I mean, they beat the Packers, then they beat the Ravens, and all you're saying is, yeah, not going to last. Like, you know how somebody's going to feel about that.
I didn't say
they're going to get can I enjoy this before you start dumping water on it?
You can.
And when you look at their schedule coming up, they could go into that Cowboys game a month from now, 9-1. They could, very much, and you wouldn't be surprised.
Didn't we foo-foo 11-0 Steelers?
The
team?
Steelers, that was Fugazi 11-0. It was,
because it's not sustainable,
right? I get that. I know what you're saying, but I'm talking about from a fan's perspective.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. I'm sorry. Like, I'm an analyst.
I don't want to hear all that.
I'm an analyst. I'm sorry. I'm not a fan. I apologize for telling you the truth.
Fair enough.
So get your emotions up high. I didn't say that they couldn't go to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I said it's not a team that is built for sustainable success because they have so many issues they have to address in the offseason.
They do, and they're going to have cap space to do it, but there'll be tough decisions. And you and I disagree on what Daniel Jones would get.
Do you give the we're talking today about Christian McCaffrey being traded, taking offers.
And?
That's why you don't pay running backs.
Well, it's also because that
stocks
team,
up from 1 year to the next.
Well, I understand it, but the Panthers are also not in a place to have a guy of that salary and that capability.
And the Giants are?
On their team.
And the Giants are?
Well, I mean, you need something.
He's been here for how long?
Panthers don't even have a coach.
He's been here 5 years. He's been healthy for two. And so now he's going to be approaching his 30s.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to give him – we just saw Todd Gurley. Now we see Christian McCaffrey ever since he got his $100 million.
How does Zeke look since they decided to run the ball more and not have as much?
He looked better.
He's a lot better.
But does he look like a $90 million running back?
Is it
a such thing as a $90 million running back that's not named Nick Chubb or not named Derrick Henry?
I think Derrick Henry might be the only one in the league.
So that's my point.
We all know the game isn't over till it's over. So next time your car breaks down, don't call it quits. Head to eBay Motors. They have 122 million parts. To take your car into overtime, get the right parts, the right prices, ebaymotors.com. Say it with me, Bart. You know.
Let it ride.
Let's ride.
Let's see if it rides today.
We'll see tonight.
Or if you're on full bricks.
Cars up on blocks.
Don't remember. Remember,
we ain't riding anymore.
Remember, Martin?
You should get some cars then. Put the pimp. Hey, what do you mean? We out of here. We on a stakeout. They mean you need a stakeout, man. You need some food. He's like,
what's it, Hustle Man?
Yeah.
He's like, we out. I said, we out. You don't know, bro. You don't know all four blocks, bro.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
Oh, I love Martin.
Brian Daboll loves his team. Why? Because down double digits, it doesn't matter. They're tough, they're resilient, and they keep fighting.
Yeah, and it's something we've preached since day one, since we've been here. Coaches, people in the building. This league is hard. It's not always going to be perfect. There'll be a lot of people down on you. You might be down on yourself, wish you could do better. But you know, you keep on getting back up. You keep on swinging. Keep on competing, regardless of the score or the situation of the game. And that's not easy to do, right? You know, that's not easy to do when you're down and, you know, to sit on a bench and start playing, and that's easy to do. It's hard to stick with it and get ready to play the next series and not worry about if you just got beat on a pass or if you got sacked. You got to flush it pretty quick.
Job one of a new head coach is usually what? you know, it's
set
easy.
A standard.
Yes, culture change.
Yeah.
Rex comes in, right, changed everything about what you guys were doing, obviously brought in guys that he knew would understand, and you could just see it immediately. It was palpable when Rex came in. Now, it certainly helped that there were pieces that through the draft were brought in, but you needed somebody to set a culture. This is who we are. This is our identity. This is what we're about. Brian Daboll has done that. Now, Robert Saleh has been with the Jets in his second year. And the hardest thing for him to do was to change the notion of same old Jets, right? That was the hardest thing for him to do.
Yeah,
is the same old Jets thing. Because they weren't ready to win right away. They had a lot of holes on this team. They had a lot of things they had to figure out. So Saleh had to live through a whole year of, what's any different about you? You're just another guy. They can't get it done here. And then even after week one, when they looked awful against the Ravens. That's what I was saying, too.
And you went ballistic.
I did, because the feeling was same old Jets, because that's what it looked like. And he said, no, it's not, and we'll prove it. And if everybody doesn't, you know, believe in us, keep them receipts. Okay, well, I'll tell you what. We're 6 weeks in.
No soup for you, Alan.
Yeah, no soup for me. That's all right. I'm not here for relationships. I'm here for wins. It's okay. But this is a team. You talk about identity and culture change. It starts on the defense, which is his expertise. It's his specialty. And that defense yesterday was phenomenal.
I thought our defense has been playing really well the whole season. With the exception of maybe the Cleveland game, I feel like we've been pretty good, and we've been getting better every week, which is key. And I thought our D-line was outstanding today. I thought our back end did a great job with communication, with all their jet motions and all the different things they did. And especially on third down, we finally, like I've been saying, if we could just have a good day on third down, we'll show dominance. And we made a commitment to stop the run today, and we won on third down, and that was a big deal for us.
So the New York teams, for everybody who didn't hear me say this earlier, the New York football teams have been bad for several years. Like I used to say, when you're in New York, the biggest market, and you're watching the NFL season, you put on Red Zone and you're like, oh, that's what it looks like. You feel like you're not part of the party.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody else is having these spectacular plays and your teams are the ones on the other side of these spectacular plays. You're never the feature. But the last couple of weeks, both teams have been the feature. And it's amazing to say 6 weeks into the season that the New York teams last year combined for 8 wins total the whole year. 6 weeks in, they combined for 9. They already have more wins. And the Giants are 5-1, Bart.
Mm-hmm.
The Jets, 4-2. And so you can't count them out as we head into the cold weather now. You can't count them out. You might think, all right, it's going to be hard-pressed to see if they'll make it. The AFC's tough. It's going to be hard-pressed to see if the Jets can get in there. You know, the NFC East, you've got the Cowboys and the Eagles. It'd be really tough for the Giants to get there. Maybe. But I think, Bart, the one thing that when we talk about overreaction Monday, mm-hmm. I'll give you a takeaway. Both these teams are heading in the right direction. And it starts for the Giants at head coach.
Yeah.
And it starts for the Jets at what happened in April mm-hmm. on draft day. That's why I believe in both of these teams, and that's why these records are not aberrations. These records tell me that maybe, just maybe, finally, football is in a good place again in New York.
Well, if you want to talk about sustained success, what you have to ask yourself is, even with what you've seen collectively from the group, is do you have a quarterback? Because at the end of the day, we know that you can't have sustained success without a quarterback. Jury's still out on both of these guys. Daniel Jones playing clean football, but is he worth that big ticket?
Mm-hmm.
Or is he willing or humble enough to say, you know what, first time in a long time, I've been in the same system twice. Maybe he can be Geno Smith. Maybe he just needs to find a home, and maybe he just needs to be in the same system without what he's been. He's had three coaches. Mm-hmm. This is his third coach.
Mm-hmm.
So this means it's his fourth offense because they changed coordinators.
Right.
Right. So we don't know, but the time is running out for the Giants in making a decision on if Daniel Jones is the future or the present. Same thing for Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson is showing promise, but we don't look at him like he's.
But they're in two different
Justin
places.
Justin Herbert.
Aren't
yeah,
they in
no,
two different
yeah,
places?
Exactly.
Because Zach is in the place where you would know this better than anybody. It feels like Mark Sanchez. He doesn't have to do too much. They got a running game and a defense.
Yeah.
And just don't turn the ball over, which he doesn't do.
But that's not sustainable, though. They brought him in here to be more.
But he's not ready. Like, he hasn't played a lot of football yet.
That's what I'm saying. The jury's still out.
Right. We don't know what he can be, but we know that it's okay right now. Whereas Daniel Jones, it's been like the clock's ticking on him. The clock's not ticking on Zach Wilson.
Exactly.
Right. Okay.
So what I'm saying is, like, you know, they both have quarterback issues and they need answers to. But the Giants have to make that decision a lot sooner because this offseason they're going to have to figure out they can't franchise him. Hell, you talk about franchise tag. What's the franchise? You talk about paying him $20 million, $22 million. Franchise tag is way more than that.
Yeah.
My point. So what I'm saying is you have to make a real decision, and it's not going to be one that's going to – some fans are going to support it, some fans aren't.
Could they do a short term with Daniel Jones? You and I argued about his value. Could they do a short term – deal with him that is beneficial to both because
– How is it beneficial to both? Like, is it the Jameis Winston deal? He's not going to do that. He's not going to give you 2 years for $28 million.
It's a very interesting topic. We debated it earlier. We'll certainly continue to do that. We have your calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. As we get back to your calls in a little bit, in 15 seconds, we do have another game tonight. We have the Monday night game. And a former NFL linebacker joins us to help us preview the game and dive a little bit deeper into some things that are going on with the Denver Broncos. But first, we do want to tell you it's Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, and we are presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Commercial Insurance flexes to fit your business needs, from quick repairs to adjustable coverages and even payment options. Progressive Commercial makes it easy to get what you need. Quote today in as little as 6 minutes at progressivecommercial.com.
Biggie.
Here's Bart trying to be like Marv Albert.
Yes.
Yes.
One of my favorite drops.
Yes.
Then there's also this. And that brings us into our conversation. It's Bart and Han, by the way. Chad Brown joins us again. We talked with him earlier in the year, former linebacker, also 104.3, the Fan in Denver. Chad, how we doing?
I am fantastic, fellas. How you guys doing?
Cuda matados. We all good here in New York. We're winning. You know what I mean? We're trying to figure out how's it going and what's the perception and the narrative out there in Denver when you talk about this team that had high expectations but are falling a lot short.
Right. We have the Broncos and the Chargers tonight for Monday Night Football.
Well, you know, Thursday night against the Colts was quite a while ago. So the Russell Wilson, Nathaniel Hackett, super high level of optimism has returned, and they have brought similar feelings back to Broncos country that the poor offensive output is just a learning curve that this offense is going through, and that Hackett and Russell Wilson will get things together and it will all be good in the end. I don't quite share that same level of optimism that the Broncos fans have re-bought into again. When you go 0-for-4 in game one in the red zone, but then you repeat that in game five, that means you haven't gotten better. You know, so this offense is still a work in progress. Javonte Williams is now done for the year, the most physical running back. Garrett Bowles, your best offensive lineman, he's done for the year with a broken ankle. So you're starting to lose pieces, yet somehow there's still this high level of optimism. People are buying into what Russell Wilson is selling as far as, you know, trying to get things righted. But for me, for more, I suppose, cynical folks in the media and folks who've played a lot of football, I have yet to see anything on the field offensively that makes me think suddenly there's going to be a flip switch tonight against the Chargers. And it's all going to be right in the world with the Broncos offense.
Yeah, I mean, what a story this has been to follow. Chad Brown joining us right now. We're giving you a Monday Night Football preview brought to you by Progressive Insurance. So, you know, Russell Wilson shows up, and it's supposed to feel like the final piece to the puzzle, right? They give him the ton of money, and they kind of hand him the keys to the kingdom. And he has not at all lived up to expectations. Neither has the team. And obviously the head coach at many times, Nathaniel Hackett, has looked like he's completely lost, like it's all over his head. It's happening too fast. How much of the criticism in Denver has gone to Russell Wilson, or are they afraid to do that because, you know, he's the new shiny toy? They want it to all work out.
I think there was a lot of criticism after Thursday's game against the Colts. And I think it's partially because of the embarrassment. The thought that Russell Wilson was the final piece, the Barkley were just a quarterback away, and suddenly get Russell Wilson. And when guys like Tim Patrick, who's now done for the year with an ACL, says things like Super Bowl or bust, that created a super high level of expectation. So I think Bronco fans are a little hesitant to just put it all on Russ. Certainly Russ has been a major issue. I think if you look at Kurt Warner's breakdown of Russell Wilson's Thursday night game against the Colts, footwork was off, scanning the field was off, going through his progressions was off, accuracy, timing was off. There was so many issues, as much as I think some Bronco fans want to say, well, he has a partially torn lat, and that's why he's not delivering the ball well. That's got nothing to do with staring down the wrong receiver and not going through your progressions and taking advantage of what the defense is giving you. So there's been some hesitancy to blame Russell Wilson. Coach Hackett certainly has done some things to deserve his share of criticism. A lot of the operational issues that were big in the first couple weeks of the season have gotten better, but there's yet to be any rhythm to this offense. Having played against this outside zone-based offense as a, you know, Seattle Seahawks playing the Mike Shanahan Broncos, I know how easy it is for this offense to set up defenses when you go outside zone bootleg. When you go out, now it's an out and up. When you do those things to take advantage of the defense finally cluing in onto something, I've yet to see that stacking up of plays and that rhythm to any offensive play calling as well.
Well, I'm glad you called out the offense. But the defense, number one in the league, has lived up to expectations carried over from what Vic Fangio had kind of put together. You can tell this is a mature group with a lot of playmakers, a lot of talent. With that being said, is it time to alter the way in which the Broncos play offense to make sure that they can lean towards this defense so they can have opportunities to maybe win games ugly now? We just talked about the Giants and how they're always in tight games. And should that be a recipe for success for them until they figure out what the hell they're doing offensively?
Well, well spoken, Bart, like a defensive guy, as you and I both were. I think, you know, Brian Daboll, what he's doing is awesome. To be a play caller and to be an offensive-minded head coach who gave up play calling because he wants to be a good head coach, to recognize, hey, I can lean upon my defense now, and that's how we're going to win games, that takes some swallowing of your ego. Nathaniel Hackett is still wanting to call plays. Nathaniel Hackett is still a very offensive-minded head coach who the narrative all offseason was, we're going to put him and Russell Wilson together, and it's going to be offensive fireworks. I don't think Nathaniel Hackett's quite ready to swallow his pride and accept that, you know what, I need to bring down my offense. I need to reduce my playbook. I need to lean on the run game. I need to be turnover-free, and our defense will find a way to win it. That takes a coach who swallows their pride. We did that in Pittsburgh when I was there. But, of course, Bill Cowher was our coach, a former NFL linebacker. That makes sense for Bill Cowher to view the game through that lens. I don't think Nathaniel Hackett is quite there yet, Bart. And hopefully there's enough offense tonight, even if they don't win the game, where, you know, that kind of puts that thought to the side and they can just go out and begin to have a regular functioning NFL-style offense.
Now I know the Denver fans may be able to swallow losing to the Chargers, but they got the Jets coming in the next week. Could that be pressed panic button? You know what I mean, because you look at the Chargers. You know, Chargers right now aren't world beaters by any stretch, right? They're 3-2. They're trying to figure out what they are trying to become this year as well. But at what point do we start looking at this team and being able to accept the reality of it? When do we push the panic button if they don't get it together in the next couple of weeks?
Well, they're talking about tonight being a must-win because it's a division game. And I think that must-win for tonight is really based upon playoff hopes as opposed to costing people jobs. If they lose tonight and they were to lose to the Jets, and, you know, Robert Saleh's got the Jets playing at a high level, so I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility. This was one of those games here in Bronco country. When you looked at the season, when the schedule came out, it was, oh, yeah, the Jets, that's a win. And Jacksonville, that's a win. The next two games after tonight's game. I think that's in question. right now. So the playoff hopes rest on tonight's game, keeping up, you know, pace within the division. But I think the season hopes, the thought of Nathaniel Hackett really being a true NFL head coach and not having a hot seat underneath him here in year one, that's what that Jets game is going to be about.
Tell you what, Chad, Jets fans are looking at that game now thinking that's a win. It's amazing how things will change just 6 weeks into a season. Thanks so much for the time, Chad. Always good to catch up with you.
Thanks for having me on, guys. I appreciate it.
All right. That's right.
Chad Brown. Yes, linebacker in the NFL, also 104.3 The Fan in Denver. And he always keeps it real, man. Yeah. I give him credit. He keeps it real about
Chad
this
just
team.
Fell off the horse. That's right.
Yeah, yeah. We're not riding. All right, that is our Monday Night Football preview. Get a business insurance quote online in as little as 6 minutes. Visit progressivecommercial.com. You know what, Bart? We're doing a lot of this, you know, New York football team stuff. Jets and Giants weren't the only New York team with a big win yesterday.
Oh, we're claiming them.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, let's ride.
Let's ride. Let's ride right into a game five. We'll discuss that next. Bart and Han, ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Bart and Han.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for craveable, hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers.
Chicken up.
Crispy, crinkle-cut fries.
Hot potato coming through.
Buttery Texas toast.
Toast walking.
And secret Cane's sauce.
Topping off now.
Turbocharge your chicken fingers and get them even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app.
Go, go, go!
Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
As Jimenez swings and misses at the next pitch from Peralta, and the Yankees win it.
Bart Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. ESPN Radio has that final strike. Andrés Giménez struck out by Wandy Peralta, and the Yankees survive an advance. No, not yet. Game five. Will it be tonight? What's the weather looking like, Lactavius?
About like 60 to 70% chance of rain.
All right, so we're
going to
play tomorrow afternoon. Like, what are we doing?
Well, they might get some of the pitchers available. They believe it's going to be a bullpen game tonight, right?
Well, Jameson Taillon's going to make his first ever postseason start.
Everybody's available
tonight. How are we feeling about that? Gerrit Cole's not available. Now, what did you think of Josh Naylor doing the whole, that's my baby, he's my baby, after hitting a home run off Gerrit Cole? He's my son. He's like rocking the baby. That's my son. Like screaming.
Y'all better win the game.
How did you feel about that?
I mean, listen, I wish that baseball would get more. I wish it would be signature bat flips. I wish they could be able to use their personality, and everybody went so anal about people, like, you know, it's kind of like Ken Griffey. Let the boys
look,
play.
Flipping a bat is one thing. Running the bases, staring down the pitcher, yelling at your dugout.
I want that.
He's my son. That's my son. I'm his daddy. Like, screaming that.
Whatever gets your boys
hype. What the
hell's
wrong with you?
Whatever gets your boys hype. Right, we talked about all the smoke Dexter Lawrence, DeMarcus Lawrence had.
Disrespectful, man.
It's amazing to me. In baseball, it was disrespectful, but in football, you say all kind of stuff. Did you see? Who's that mocking the guy about? Oh, you choking? Y'all like you got the thing right about the penalty? Like nobody says nothing. Like baseball is so sensitive, man. I wish you could go around the bases like Pedro Serrano, big marbles, and just
that's different.
Big marbles. Big
well, you
marbles.
See that though, but it's one thing to do that to the opponent's pitcher. The pitcher just standing there, and you're doing that. What do you think? What do you think, Gerrit Cole?
You should be able to show him up.
What do you think Gerrit Cole thought of that? Let's find out. Right, Gerrit Cole, what did you think of all this?
Gerrit, what did you make of Naylor's celebration?
Whatever. It's cute.
cute.
Yeah, I mean, so it seems like it did bother you a bit.
I mean, I just was made aware of it. Like, I didn't see it in the moment. It wouldn't have bothered me in the moment. And it just is kind of funny. So.
Yeah. You didn't see that?
Yeah, you heard it.
Man, everybody saw that.
But the thing is, like, I mean, pitchers should be able to, when they strike you out, they'd be like, you stink. You should be like, hey, hey,
hey, hey. Oh, dude.
He should be like, what's
up? If you're Gerrit Cole in the dugout tonight, everything that goes wrong for Naylor, you should be at the top step just barking at him.
You bum.
You suck. Like, everything. You should be part of, like, be part of the crowd. Like, wouldn't you be like that?
It should be
allowed. You would be obnoxious like that, right?
Yes.
You'd be the guy if he just tripped over the bag, like, just accidentally, like, little misstep, you'd be all over his case about that, too.
I would go do opposition research.
Yeah, you'd get that.
I'd be knowing about all his peoples in his family. I'd be knowing if he failed third grade.
It's an interesting game tonight, man. If they do play it, right? O'clock is when it's supposed to begin. TBS has the TV, but ESPN Radio. Oh, we already have an update.
Updated weather.
Not good.
I just checked the app.
It's wet.
40% chance of rain at 7 o'clock.
But heavy rain.
Are you going?
I am not.
Good. All right. Yankees FPI or the BPI chances have gone up.
So this is the thing. If they win, that means you're not allowed to go for the rest of the postseason then.
Who made you the boss of that
decision? I'm saying if we're going on the you're the ringer, like you're the guy that you're the bad luck, you're the black cat. We knew you were the black cat with the Judge hitting home runs.
That's why I'm still here, yeah. 40% chance of rain. This game is happening tonight. It is happening.
Yeah, it probably they're going to want to play it. Now look, the thing that's set up in favor of Cleveland is their bullpen is ready to go. Like their bullpen has been the difference in this. And Class A, who is unhittable, is rested and ready to go. And so if this is a close game or if you're down a run, I mean, he can lock it up. So, you know, this is.
So how confident are you in tonight?
I'm 50-50. Am I wrong to say I'm 50-50? I'm 50-50 on this because Cleveland has done a great job scratching and clawing out runs. The Yankees have hit home runs, but they haven't hit enough. And their pitching has done a really good job. First of all, they have rendered Aaron Judge, other than one hit, useless. They've rendered him absolutely just – he doesn't – I guess historically really doesn't do much against Cleveland.
Do you want to pay
but
him?
But he has been persona non grata.
Do you want to pay him?
Well, that brings us to the next conversation, doesn't it? Because if they don't win this game tonight –
do you want to pay him?
And he once again goes whatever it is, 0-for-3 and 2 strikeouts, I think all he did was make the case for the front office to say – as we always say, you make your name, right? You make your name in the regular season.
You make your fame in the postseason.
And if you don't deliver in the postseason, now they could. There's a lot of things you could place blame on. It's not all his fault if they don't win this series, right? It's bad pitching. It's bad decisions made by Aaron Boone. It is the fact that most of their bullpen that they thought they'd have is on the injured list. They're not available to you. That the guy that they traded for, Frankie Montas, where is he? Not available. Injured. So there's a guy you traded for. It should have been Cole, Severino, Montas. That should have been your three guys. You don't have them.
Should have been Castillo.
Well, that's the other argument, is what would they look like if they had him?
The front office failed them.
So there's plenty of places to place blame. But he's the guy that's next up to get paid. And if you finish this postseason with more strikeouts than hits, with 80% of your plate appearances ending strikeouts.
But you don't get here without him.
That's right. You're 100% right.
You're a joke without
him. But if I'm the front office trying to make an argument, that's the argument I make. I'm just being devil's advocate. I want to be a Yankee. I think he belongs here. This is the place for him to be. They should pay him.
If you insult him, he's going to leave.
But I'll tell you what. What are you paying for?
What do you mean?
Because when it matters most, what was he? We can't compare him to Jeter. So if Jeter has always got it done in a big spot, Judge has not gotten it done yet in a big spot.
So what's more important? Getting you there? Somebody has to get you there.
You're right.
So now you go get somebody that can get you over the hump. But you got somebody that can get you there. Without him, hold up. Without Aaron Judge this year, what are the Yankees? 87-win team?
Well, whatever his
no,
war
I
is.
Won't care about his war. I'm but talking that, about it. That's the only way how you regulate. I'm talking about in your opinion.
It's hard to tell. I mean, he was so much of their offense when they struggled.
Is he 87? Are you 87
winning? I'm not going to say 10. They would have lost. They would have lost 10 more games. I'm talking about, as we know, look. The Dodgers didn't get out again, and they're 100. That's a 111 win team. I mean, that team set a record, franchise record, more than 111. What did they have? 100.
Mets.
They set
so
a franchise
now, huh?
record.
111.
They were 111. Right? Okay. The Braves, 100 win team. Mets, 100 win team. Like, these are all teams that won 100. Braves. Like, these are like. Nobody that had great regular season success advanced this year. So I'm now looking at the regular season, as we said back in the spring, with certain franchises, the Dodgers and the Yankees especially. The regular season's nice, it's fun, it's great. But what matters is October.
So is it Houston?
And it also counts to players. So. And what you do in October, that's remembered forever. What you do during the regular season is remembered, but not remembered forever. It's not etched in stone in a historic franchise like this. And that's what I wonder.
Yeah.
If when they now get to the offseason, if they don't get out of the series and Judge once again has another kind of quiet night where he just can't hit, do the Yankees look at him and say, you know what? When it mattered most, you were at your least.
So is it Houston's to win? Is it Houston's to lose?
The championship.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do think regardless of who comes, if the Yankees get out of this, it doesn't matter. For the Houston Astros, this is your chance to win a ring after everybody said you cheated. This is the redemption ring. And if you don't win this now, people will wonder if you ever were good enough to win a championship. They're a great team that has won a championship based on what people thought was cheating. So don't you think with the Padres and the Phillies, and it could be the Guardians, that's what's in your way?
Yeah.
That's what's in your way.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Those teams? So wild card, well, the Guardians won their division. But, like, that's what's in your way? Yeah. If the Yankees don't get out of this, the Astros should be by far the favorites to win the championship. And if they don't, boy, doesn't it kind of like, it kind of lets you continue to talk about 2017.
God, if the Phillies win, that dude would be immortalized forever. And then what does that say about Joe Girardi?
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, but what Rob Thompson did was just kind of calm the waters a little bit and, like, got things under control.
So I think
they were just too
matters.
Uptight. Of course it does, especially in baseball. But I don't know. I mean, even if the Yankees advance, aren't the Astros the team to beat now? Aren't they the odds-on favorite?
Well, you're supposed to be built to beat the Astros. That's what the hell you've been doing for the last 3 years.
All right, I'll already give you Brian Cashman's excuses. His first one is, you know, again, Michael King, like all these different guys that you had in your bullpen are not available to you because they're hurt. I can't control injuries.
That's your problem.
But that always seems to be doesn't that always seem to be the problem for the Yankees in the last 5 years? It's always been, well, we had guys hurt. Aroldis Chapman's not hurt. He just isn't, he's not Aroldis Chapman anymore. Even if he was available, even if he didn't do what he did, I wouldn't be confident with him as a closer.
Now, Tuve would be waiting for him.
Right? So I just think, it doesn't matter. The Astros are still the team to beat. But if you're the Yankees and if you're Aaron Judge, you need to win this game just to get to the ALCS. So, you need to win this game.
So tell me this. Whose stock right now is higher as far as somebody you say, you know what I want to build around? Aaron Judge, Alvarez.
Well, he's there build around.
No, what I'm saying is, like, you talk about stock and fame. He's becoming famous.
He's not. No, again. Judge is at a different level of fame.
So then pay him.
Alvarez is just.
So then pay him.
He's had an unbelievable postseason again, but he's not what Judge is. Judge is just something different. He's got all the Jeter attributes.
I haven't seen
But the one missing Jeter attribute.
It.
Yes.
It's the biggest one.
That's it.
It's the biggest one. What do you mean?
The Jeter comparisons are all there. There's like, if there's five boxes, he's checked four. The one that's missing is the biggest one of all.
He hasn't had his Yankee moment.
That's right. The postseason one. The one that makes you, like, makes it just undoubtable. Yeah, 62. It's great. It is great. Garrett but this Cole. Is a franchise that celebrates October, not the regular season. And so I'm curious. What happens tonight? What happens after tonight?
Remember we talked about...
They better win this game.
Remember we talked about Rocky
IV? That conversation is going to get real loud, Bart.
Remember we talked about Rocky IV?
Yeah.
Paulie walking down. If I can unzip myself and be anybody, I want to be you, Rock. You're all hurt. So if you're a person right now, with all the people, listen, we got a little time. I want the people to call in.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
If you can unzip yourself and be anybody left in the postseason, who would you want to be? Oh, that's deep. You're a hard rock. If I can zip myself out and pick up my head, be somebody else, want to be.
Why'd you say unzip?
Because yeah, that's what Paulie said.
Unzip is kind of like.
That's what Paulie said.
Don't look back at me. I didn't phrasing. Say it. Yeah. I didn't say it.
That was Cam that said it. But
Cam, what did you, yeah. Do you not know the scene?
But didn't he also get to the ring and then say, remember when I said I wanted you? Forget it.
Yeah, but I'm not going there.
All right, the Road to the World Series goes through ESPN Radio. You can catch all the postseason action, including tonight, presented by AutoZone on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. We finish with Overreaction Monday calls, and if you could, as Bart put it, unzip yourself, who in the remaining players in baseball would you want to be? All that and more coming up. It's Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Hahn.
This is your typical radio ad while eating a Crunch Bar.
This is Automatic of Otto's Used Cars. This weekend only, we're having a whale. Bring the kids. See for yourself. It is huge. Gonna make a big splash. No other dealer can say they have... a whale like this.
When things sound dull, turn up the fun with Crunch.
Looking to refresh your closet, home, or beauty routine this spring? Walmart's got all the stylish goods in one stop. From chic new looks and the latest makeup to quality furniture and tableware. Go to walmart.com/nowtrending. That's walmart.com/nowtrending for the hottest fashion, home, and beauty finds. Your style at Walmart.
This episode is brought to you by Purina and their certified therapy dogs like Hanley. Say hi, Hanley! Hanley is one of 30 therapy dogs Purina has helped get certified to support kids struggling with their mental health. Purina employees are volunteering their time and family pets like Hanley to help make pet therapy more accessible to patients, students, and kids like me. Learn more about Purina's pet therapy program at purina.com/mental health.
See, again, this doesn't count. Dun, dun, this dun, was in the original one. So you can't say like, oh, Rocky IV.
Whatever, man. Stop it.
Like, I don't even think this is on the Rocky IV soundtrack, to be honest with you. Yeah, but it's in every damn movie. Spartan Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN. So we got Monday Night Football tonight. We've got what could be a very rainy but very important game 5 of the ALDS between the Guardians and the Yankees. So a lot going on certainly tonight. Tomorrow, of course, we'll break it down all of it with you. But right now we have your Overreaction Monday. We've got your calls. Let's get to a couple of these here, Bart. Well, let's go to Pennsylvania, talk to Drew. What's up, Drew?
Hey, guys. I love your show. I listen to it from start to finish at work every day, so I appreciate you taking my call. But 2 weeks ago I called in and I really gave the Bert about the Jets winning over Miami, and Mr. Bart Scott kind of thought I was being funny for calling them gritty and with a lot of heart. So I wanted to throw that out, but they did overcome. But I'm calling in because I wanted to say the Giants are for real. We can finally start to see who they really are and who they're contending against is the NFC. And let's face it, they're the top three best teams in the NFC and definitely a postseason team if they keep playing the way they're playing. I don't think that's an argument.
They should be. Like Drew, playoffs are now something, if you're a Giants fan, you can literally start talking about and start hoping for. What Bart's saying is that beyond that, though, after this season, I mean, this is where Joe Shane now has to start taking over and reworking the roster based on the cap space and also based on do we really want to commit to this guy or that guy going forward. So there's a lot at stake, but this is a year at least you can have some fun and feel like you're heading in the right direction. To North Dakota to talk to Antonio. What's up, Antonio?
Hey, man. Yeah, I was calling. Well, first off, I want to give a shout-out to my time. I don't know if I witnessed assault or whatever was going on in that Alabama game, but it was a lot of flags that was going on that was just fluky. But I was calling because during the Robert Saleh, when he was coaching his team and the playoffs was getting good and they were showing light, and Hahn wasn't giving them no props. Now all of a sudden we got this winning streak going on, and I don't hear Hun coming to having a coming to the light moment or nothing.
Yeah, so I need to know why
you ain't called him out. Just brought him to the carpet about this.
Okay, okay. So, Alan, we need you to come to the front of the congregation, confess your sins for talking about Sol and all his receipts. He's giving you the receipts. What say you? You want a rebate?
Do I want a rebate? I am more than happy right now. I will have a meal of receipts if they could keep this up. At least they're heading in the right direction.
Oh, they got to give you more receipts.
See you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen to the guys live weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio. Plus, you can listen and watch the guys on the ESPN app. This is the Barton Hahn Podcast.